We are in Simen Tofresh Ayin Zayin. We will be doing the last Sif as well as the next Simen. Sif Dalet. Hanosur Bayom HaShmini. The leftovers on the eighth day, Min HaShemen HaTzarech L'Shir Adlaka, from the oil that was necessary for the Shir, Osalo Medura V'Sorfa B'Fnei Atzmo. You have to make a Medura, you have to make a fire on its own. Sharei Huktzel L'Mitzvoso. It's Huktzel L'Mitzvoso, so you can't use it for anything else. Now why not put it away for next year? Because we're afraid of Takola. It's going to be sitting around for a whole year and you won't accidentally use it. Now, why is this only on the eighth night? How about the leftovers on other nights? So the halacha is like this. If you have leftover oil from the first night, you're allowed to use it for the Ner Chanukah of the second night and so on. You're allowed to use it for Ner Chanukah. The only time it's an issue then of the leftovers is on the eighth night. And there, it tells you that you're allowed to use it for your own use. Excuse me, that you're not allowed to use it for your own use. It's Huktzel L'Mitzvoso. And you therefore have to make a Medura on its own. You have to go and burn it. Now, what happens if you put in more than the shear? You put in more than a half hour's worth of oil. The halachi is that what's left over is not mukta. What it said here, beferish, was min hashemen hatzarech l'shir. It's only if what's left over is not more than when you absolutely need it to have it burn a half hour. But if you needed it for it to burn a half hour, if you did not need it to burn a half hour, it was extra, then there's no halacha of Huktzel L'Mitzvoso. Huktzel L'Mitzvoso is only what you set aside to burn for that half hour, for the Zman. The Mishnah Berurah says that's a Dover Pashit, that what's left over in the bottle was never Nesar. It's only what you actually put into the menorah. Now, what happens if you thought that you put in just enough to burn in that Chatzi Shah, and then there were leftovers? So there's a suffix in the Shulti Akiborim if he's allowed to be Nena from it. Now, another thing, what happens if on the sixth night you had leftovers? You use it the seventh night. The sixth night, you set aside oil betzimtzum for burning for the shear. The seventh night, you put a lot of extra. What do you do on the sixth night? After you had leftovers, you put them together with what you use for the seventh night. When you put it together, part of it was going to use for the Zman, and part of it was going to be for more than the Zman. Is that good or is that not good? Do we say that this is considered like leftovers that were huktza or leftovers that are not huktza? So he says, since you still must have of the original oil that you set aside for the first night, for that the night before, where it was betzimtzum, it will aser all of the oil. Now, another thing, the halachi is that if it mixes, it is batel b'shishim. So let's go see what the Mechaber says. Then the sar of the shemen acher ve'ein shishim levatlo. If it mixes with other oil and you don't have shishim, which means if you do have shishim, it's batel. But what if you don't have shishim? Yesh mi she'omer shein lahosif olav kedei levatlo. So some say that you're not allowed to add oil to make it be batel and therefore mutter. Now lamaisa it's a machlokas rishonim. Some say that you're allowed to add in order to be mevatel something all the time. Some say you can only do that in something that's totally derabbanan, and others say that it depends. If the isser is going to get burnt up and will lose its identity, then you're allowed to add for it to be the bottle, and otherwise not. Here the Mechaber says yesh mi shomer shein lahos lov gdei levatlo, which means that he's holding that really the Ikar Adin is that you're allowed to be Mosif. He's just telling you that there's a Yesh Miyoshomer Shein Lahosif. Lemaisa, we do not add in order to be Mevatlit B'shishim. Simen Tofrei Shayin Ches. Mi She'en Yodo Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shabbos. Someone that doesn't have enough money for both Ner Chanukah as well as Ner Shabbos. Yikne Ner Shabbos. So he should buy near Shabbos. Mipnei Shalom Beiso, because of Shalom Bayis, if it's dark in the house, everyone's going to blame everybody else. Now, what happens if you have one candle? So the Mishnah Brura says that if you already have one candle in the house, but the minig is to light two candles, that would not be docha ner Chanukah. That means it's only the first ner for Shalom Bayis that's docha, but once you have light in the house, then the halachas ner Chanukah would definitely have kedima. So say today where people have electric lighting, so there's Shalom Bayis anyway, it's just that you only have oil for either ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah, you're better off using it for ner Chanukah then, because you have Shalom Bayis anyway since it's light in the house. The Mishnah Brura goes even as far as saying that if you have one ner Shabbos and you have a ner Chanukah, and it's the second night, and you have a choice between using the second ner for ner Shabbos or using the second ner to be most of a holach in ner Chanukah, he comes out that ner Chanukah would win, because even though what you're doing is mahadrin, you're adding extra. You're doing two on the second night. That's mahadrin, or mahadrin mina mahadrin. The inyan of mahadrin will win out over the inyan of two candles for Shabbos. The reason? The Gemara doesn't mention two candles for Shabbos. The Gemara does mention mahadrin mina mahadrin. So even though we generally try to light two candles for Shabbos, the halacha will be that if you have one ner Shabbos, then use the rest for ner Chanukah, even if it's just for the sake of being able to mekayin the mahadrin mina mahadrin. A big chiddush here. Now, there's another daya that what happens if you have that one ner, that you should use it for ner Chanukah, and this way it'll light up the house, and the mela people aren't going to blame each other. It means today that we're lighting indoors. So there's a daya that's good enough, and others are cholik. Shtabur brings a machlokas in that. What happens if someone doesn't have money for challah? He doesn't have any money for bread for Shabbos. The halach is that overrides everything. Meaning that will come before Kiddush, before Ner Shabbos, before Ner Chanukah. That doesn't make a difference. The halach is that the pas is a shalav adaraisa, whereas the other things are not.